Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. I'm Mary Griffith. Laura Sievert Heseltine is alongside, and she is not drinking her coffee from an Iowa mug, so I'm very happy about that. Thank you. Mary Griffith show is powered each and every day by Refreshment Services Pepsi. So I have my YWCA cup. That's what I've been using this week, is my YWCA cup. So whatever cup of coffee you have and whatever cup you have, enjoy Harvest Rich. Well, Laura, I was sick last week. I missed the show. I'm sure you said nice things about me. We've got a lot coming up. There's a lot going on in the arts world. So if you would please opine about some of the things that are happening.
Well, yeah, lots going on. We really feel in spring around our office. I want to remind everybody that our Dogwood Royalty Contest video contest is happening now. If you have a kiddo in Quincy Schools, we are asking them to make a 90-second video with your little dreamers describing what they think the future of Adams County will look like in the next 200 years. So we've done 200 so far here. What's the next 200 look like? 90-second video on your cell phone is all we're asking for. Make it creative. Make it funny. And we will be choosing a little king and queen, which are 7 to 10 years old, and a little prince and princess, 4 to 6, and they'll get to ride in our big Gym City Ford Broncos. They're big old cool ones, in the parade. And my favorite part is that they were at the start of the parade, so, you know, the horses are behind us. And
they get done first.
And they get done first. And everyone who enters will have the opportunity to be part of the royalty court and walk alongside and carry the banner with my kids, who have to do it because they're my kids.
Because they're your kids.
It's like
the Sievert children have no choice. Yep. They cheerfully, or not cheerfully, participate every year in the Dogwood Parade.
That's right.
So if you see mostly happy faces on Main Street, but you see two very sour children, they're being held at gunpoint.
That's right.
And being forced to carry the banner for the Quincy Arts Center. But this is great.
Last year
you stepped in and did this. Arts Quincy did this. It was fantastic because, again, it's just something you could do on your own time, in your own way, on your own cell phone, and the kids. But the key thing is, what will Quincy look like? What will Adams County look like 200 years from now?
That's right.
So we want to see what their ideas and dreams are.
And the winners will be in the magazine probably this time next year. And then the winners will also be getting a crown and a sash from Expressions by Christine. She does a great sash for us. And like cool ride in the parade, in the front of the parade. So it'll be a lot of fun. We would love to have you. Ages, by the way, it should be your age on the day of the parade, which is May 3rd. It was just the arbitrary way we could make that work. So 4 to 6 on May 3rd, 7 to 10 on May 3rd.
Now, there is a deadline to enter.
Yep, April 7th.
April 7th is the deadline to enter, so that's coming right up. You can go to office@artsquincy.org, office@artsquincy.org if you need any help. But it's pretty self-explanatory. Heck, your kids can do it for you.
Yeah, you just upload it on our website. Yeah, it's real easy.
The kids can really do it for you. I mean, they're so tech-savvy. But this is really exciting and a great way for children to represent our community and for Arts Quincy to take the lead role there.
Yeah. It almost went away, you know, after the town center bowed out.
It.
Yeah. We kind of stepped in last year and people loved the video format. You know, you don't have
only
a
few days remaining to take the Arts Quincy survey. Now, surveys are an interesting thing. A lot of people who support what you're trying to do say, well, she knows that.
Yeah.
I don't have to take the survey.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I mean, if you want this to happen, you're going to have to take the survey. So talk about what this is all about. And it's not one specific program, although obviously we've talked about building an amphitheater on the riverfront.
Right.
But it's not like, what do you think about that per se? It's what do you want to happen with the arts on Quincy's riverfront?
Yeah, and you know, we've gotten some interesting feedback on it, asking questions that are a little further down the road than what we're looking now. We want to know, where are you going now? So there's where are you going now? What would you like to see here in the future? What's your favorite type of music? What would you want to see on our stage if we had a stage here? I want to invite people to dream a little bit. We will figure out parking, I promise. We're not going to build a big facility without, they're like, well, there's no parking down there. And
well,
I say,
we'll fix that, okay?
Duh. Right. And
they didn't build, you know, for example, the new Blessing Hospital facility.
Yeah.
They didn't just look at what the medical needs were for the community. They also said, if people are coming, we'll have to build a parking lot.
Right.
So, I mean,
so please, like, think a little bit
don't
more.
Don't let things limit you.
Yes.
Obviously, money is a limitation. We know that. Obviously, space is a limitation. We know that.
Right.
Just tell us where you've been, where you've gone, what you've seen, where you're going now, and maybe they can replicate it here. Because like I said, Little Rock, Memphis... Oh my gosh, these
well,
can
we
be
talked
replicated
about that.
So easily.
Yes, and we talked about the idea, you know, we had a little bit of pushback on the idea that the comparables that we're looking at are places like Memphis, right? Memphis is a lot bigger than Quincy, and we're not trying to say that it isn't. We will right-size this facility for our needs, but also, remember, Quincy punches above its weight class on so many things. A town of 40,000 wouldn't normally have a hospital system as big as ours, much less two of them.
We're the only handicap-accessible park in 100 miles, and
see?
We're building a second one.
See, that's a good example. And we draw from a wide rural region. And I know that I travel frequently 2 hours or more to go to the entertainment that I love. And having it here would be a game changer, right? So, again, dream a little with me. Dream a little with me and think we could be the Memphis. I mean, Memphis wasn't Memphis until it was Memphis, right? So we could start moving down that road.
Have an idea from Memphis, trust me, folks, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Memphis invented this and it can only be there.
Well,
I went to a park there and I said, we need this in Quincy. I mean, it's not like I'm dreaming like we're not building space shuttle landing area. Come on.
Right. The most comparable one that I've seen is the one in Decatur. Decatur is so similar to Quincy, even in its industrial base and city size. And what's great about Decatur is they're making great money at their facility. It supports itself. It's not a tax burden at all. But moreover, they're catching really cool, bigger acts coming from Chicago to St. Louis on that midday. And they could absolutely go Chicago, Decatur, Quincy, St. Louis. I mean, that's a great little route for a router. So anyway, please take the survey. Tell me where you're going now. Don't let any of those but what about parking? I promise our architects are not going to not build parking. Guaranteed from me to you.
What about floods? What about it's cold in the winter? Oh, no, we hadn't thought of that.
I'll tell you, we're thinking of all kinds of cool stuff. Do you know what my favorite thing that we're putting into what I really hope ends up in the final design is pull out shade. So shade sales. Because I think of Quincy Park Band and since the big storm, we lost all those trees and now the audience sits really far away from us. Mm-hmm.
So they have to look for shade.
I think we have shade. So we'll have a good one, but you got to tell us what you're already doing. Also, you can still win Chamber Bucks, $250 just for taking my survey. You could be the winner of our $250 Chamber Bucks. Survey doesn't take very long. Extended till March 31st, trying to get those numbers up.
And if Laura had her way and had all the money in the world, this would be an enclosed dome where magnolia blossom pollen would never be in Quincy.
Ooh, I love those trees, but man, alive.
They are beautiful.
Itchy.
Until they get... I'm lucky. I'm not allergic to them, but yeah. So, yeah, in the ideal world, the Astrodome is the ideal world. Probably not going to happen. But don't say things like there's bugs on the river.
Yeah, we're aware.
We know.
We're aware of bug issues. And then in my office, we're all like, I hope there's a lot of women's bathrooms. Five women's bathrooms to every men's bathroom. Right?
That is something we could control.
That's good
feedback. Not interested in what Klingner and Associates says is allowable.
Right.
I'm sick and tired of what is
more
standard.
Potties.
I want women in Quincy to stand up or
sit down
for themselves. Okay, keep going.
Okay,
keep going.
We got a couple other things I really want to talk about.
Yeah,
absolutely. Q&D's got their spring show, one of the highlights of spring every single year. Theirs is called Heart and Soul this year. It is March 27th through 29th at the Mary Ellen Auditorium over at John Wood. The production is always fantastic. I mean, it's one of my favorite of the entire year. Doors open at 6 on Thursday and Friday, showtime at 7, and then the matinee on Saturday is at 2. And you're going to see just a variety of the talent that is every day at Quincy Notre Dame. You'll have singing, you'll have dancing, you'll have skits, the whole nine yards, the bands, the everybody will be there. Tickets are $15 for adults, $5 for students, and you can get them at quincynotredame.org.
And they're always sold out, so call today.
Yes. They send me one.
Well, aren't you special?
We're sponsor. We're part of it. Anyway.
You know, it's amazing. If you give people money, they often do send you a ticket.
Isn't
that amazing?
That I get to go, because I really love it. Yeah, I think it's great.
I get a symphony ticket. Isn't that funny?
Nice.
WTAD gives them money, and I get a ticket. Isn't that amazing how that works?
That's cool.
Go on with your little story.
Go on. Listen, I was trying to big time her, but she's bigger time than I'll ever be.
Oh, Hurry up, because I've got to ask you a question.
Oh, God.
But it probably have to be off the air, but keep going.
Oh.
Two people are in the green room. We've got excessive green room backup.
Stuff to do. Windmill Follies at the Golden Historical mm-hmm. Society. I wanted to make sure we talked about mm-hmm. that. They're doing Missing the Mark, which is a comedy by Michael Maxwell. It is at the Windmill Banquet Hall with exciting evening performances beginning at 6:30 p.m. on March 29th. They have cookies and tea and a cool little raffle and a great show. Reservations are $27 per person for the dinner performances with the dinner, or just $15 for the Sunday matinee. It is a really great way to support the ongoing programming at the Golden Historical Society and Windmill. This is their only fundraiser year after year. So support them and go out there because it is so cool. It is a great location.
You get a dinner if you go in the evening. You get dessert if you go for the matinee on Sunday, and it's always fun.
Yep. GoldenWindmill.org, one of our favorite unsung heroes of the Arts Quincy universe. It's like a Marvel universe, only with Arts Quincy. Last but not least, I want to make sure we know that the spring book sale is coming up at the Quincy Public Library, but so is the grand tour, the ribbon-cutting tour for the Bookmobile. It is not going to do one ribbon-cutting. It's going to do one ribbon-cutting in every single ward in Quincy, which I love. My ward
is... You mean they'll drive it around?
They're driving
it
around.
Like a mobile library?
Yeah, that's right.
What a novel idea.
So it runs basically the mid-April through mid-May, and they're going to be in different locations. Ward 1 kicks it off in Bob Mays Park on Tuesday, April 15th. But then it'll be on Frederick Ball Apartments in Upper Mormon Park, in Madison Park, in Denman Elementary School, Johnson Park, and the Parsons Center. So it'll be all over town doing ribbon cutting and at each location, so you can learn all about the new mobile library.
Okay. She gets 5 minutes. She takes 15, but we love her. Laura Sievert Hasseltine from Arts Quincy. Coming up, Amy Peters, the most patient woman in the world. We'll talk about the Quincy Children's Museum. We'll be right back. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. She's got her fire department shirt on. Are you a fireman? No. Oh, the Quincy Children's Museum Fire Department. Of course you have a fire department at the Quincy Children's Museum at 115 North 4th. Amy Peters is here. I love her so much that when she said, "Would you please MC a rock, scissors, paper contest?" I thought, sure, I don't know what I'm doing, but how hard could it be? Do you know how many times in a two-hour period I said rock, paper, scissors, shoot? Thank God I wasn't charging her, because the bill would have been $4 billion. And just in case anybody out there is listening, I'm warning you right now, if she calls you and asks you to do this, say no.
I don't think that was me. I don't know. I plead the fifth.
I did it because of you.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
You didn't ask, but okay. They said, Amy Peters really needs somebody because they're raising money for the Quincy
name.
Children's. Anytime anybody wants me to do anything, all they have to
say is, I appreciate that.
Amy Peters said, call you.
Please.
And I'm like, I'll do it.
Please. I would do it for you.
I know. And you know what? Dinosaurs. Let's talk dinosaurs. You can still see the dinosaurs uncaged at the Quincy Children's Museum through the end of this month. And then, unfortunately, there's going to be a breach of security and the dinosaurs are going to roam.
Yes, the dinosaurs are going
public.
To escape. So April 9th, they will be leaving the museum, boarding our trailer, and setting across the tri-state region to go visit our friends all over the place that didn't get a chance to come see them downtown. So they'll be traveling with us. We're going to kick off that travel season with the Land Before Time movie at the Washington Theater. Our dinosaurs will be there. It's going to be a great morning, April 12th at 9:30. Doors are going to open. Some opportunities to grab some breakfast there, but bring the whole family. It's a free will donation for the theater. We're just happy to be there.
Okay, so it is actually not a fundraiser for the Quincy Children's Museum, but it is a fundraiser for Washington Theater. But it's a way to show the community this can be a multi-purpose event.
Yep.
This can be a place that we can have a lot of things, including roaming dinosaurs.
Yep.
Not too many venues in Quincy can have roaming dinosaurs.
Yeah,
but
you know.
Washington Theater is big enough. So
yeah, so
I'm so excited because, again, the youngest children will just really enjoy this. The Land That Time Forgot. is about little baby dinosaurs, right? Is that what
you
it's
know,
about?
You know, I haven't watched it
in
a while.
Oh, yeah, I think
but
it is.
I think it's like, kind of sad, but
well,
it'll be okay.
It's okay.
It's only an hour long.
Yeah,
it'll be great.
It's a little cute thing about, you know, before the Tyrannosaurus starts eating his friends. You know, it's back when everybody is... It's back when the Brontosaurus and the Stegosaurus and the Tyrannosaurus all still play on the same soccer team.
Yeah.
Before the Tyrannosaurus grows up and realizes... If I don't want them to have me around, they just become my snack.
There
so
you go.
We don't have to talk about the reality of that with the children. But this is just one of your big dinosaurs. Dinosaurs.
Yes.
And they're not just going to go away. They're going to go away from 115 North 4th, but they're going to be hopefully corralled.
Yeah.
I talked with Chief Adam Yates about this.
Okay.
I'm very concerned. They have bought some new police cruisers with extra... equipment to round up dinosaurs that are errant. So
he doesn't
want that to happen.
I think it'd be really cool if there's anyone listening that knows how that could. We have one that's really big, and it's going to be hard for us to get in and out of the trailer. I would love to put it in the back of our truck. Can you imagine like driving down the road and seeing that dinosaur in the back of the truck? Kids would go nuts. I mean, my kids, we scream when we see a Cheeto truck driving. So. I don't know.
If it could possibly fit in our garage. The trouble is, if we put it in the back of my husband's truck, he'd be happy to drive it around town for you. But we can't put it in the garage at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So anyway.
I don't know. More on that later.
If you have a truck and...
We've got a truck.
You've got the truck.
Yeah.
I
just need someone to make sure he doesn't fall out.
Right.
Or get stolen.
Yeah. So you have to have a place to lock him up when you're not driving around.
Yeah.
Okay. The family dinner project is going on the road. We talked about April 12th. That's going to be an exciting new exhibits opening on 4/16. Let's talk about that quickly. You'll be back next month, but they'll already be open by the time you return.
Yep. Yeah, so Mama Bee's Garden, she has always done tons of awesome things with us. Angie Barnes is just got an awesome setup. She teaches some College for Life classes out at John Wood, but then has her roadside stand and her garden, and she is always willing to come and do classes with our kiddos, do projects. She's done stuff at our education summit, and so we are excited to celebrate her with a gardening exhibit that will have some flowers and bugs and all that good stuff at the museum. We also, as part of our Birth to Five program that we run, we'll be doing a renovation in our infant and toddler nook. So that will look totally different come April 16th. And we're so excited.
You're asking for book donations. Do you have enough?
We have so many books.
Good.
Yes, you do not need to bring, I mean, you can still bring us books, but it's funny. We have an intern right now that his project was to collect books. And I talked to him a couple weeks before and I said, how many books do you think you'll collect? And he said, I'd be happy with 100. I said, you're going to get 500. He got like 3,000. So we have a lot of books. We love giving those books away to our visitors. It helps ease the pain when it's time to leave the museum. They get to grab a book off our bookshelf. And we also use those throughout the museum on our exhibit floor.
Folks, we can't talk enough about it. Right now, mark your calendars for April 12th. That is in the morning, starting at 9:30. Breakfast will be available for sale. That's a free will offering to get in. The Land Before Time is the movie, and the dinosaurs will be there. Also, the new exhibits open on April 16th, so make sure you get your season pass to the Quincy Children's
over.
Museum. I know somebody in our family, he bought that for her, you know, he bought that for his sister and his nieces and nephews.
Wasn't that
nice?
It's the perfect gift for Easter.
It is the perfect gift for Easter. Put it in the Easter basket.
Yeah, we have day passes too. So.
Absolutely. So if you need more information, go to QuincyChildrensMuseum.org, QuincyChildrensMuseum.org. Visit them on their website. Look them up every day. Go see the dinosaurs before they leave on April 9th. And... we'll talk to you again next month.
Sounds good. See ya.
Becky Kosen and the Sister City trip to Germany is next. Stay tuned. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. One of my favorite peoples in the whole world because she and I share this great philosophy that travel is an investment, that the money you spend traveling is never wasted. The new car scent goes away. The house, you always find something wrong with it. Two hours after you buy it, you find out that door, you know, doesn't really, that closet isn't as big as you thought it was. But travel, you won't always be absolutely happy with everything that happened, but you'll always have a memory and you'll always have something to talk about. And it usually, it's something you want to keep doing over and over and over again. And so we're going to talk today about a very special aspect of Mekki Kosin's practice. She's the owner of the Travel House of Quincy. And so this is really not a paid commercial for her business. This is a public service announcement because she has been so active in the Sister City Commission.
Yes, since 1985.
And she really helped get it started because without her interpretation skills, nobody could have communicated back and forth with each other.
It wouldn't have happened
because they're trying to write to people in Quincy using only German, and people in Quincy are trying to write back using only English. So Mekki was a great go-between, and from that, she got the idea, hey, let's build this sister city relationship, and then let's start traveling between the two countries.
Right.
And this has gone, it's extended now to Quincy Notre Dame, Quincy High School, Quincy University.
Right.
A lot of people go on sister city trips. But the one that is coming up in July is specifically for adults, although teenagers can go on it, you know. And the great thing about it is we're going to immerse ourselves completely in the heritage of Herford, Germany, but that's not all.
Right.
There's more to the trip. So if you've gone in years past, as I have, you're not repeating the exact same thing that you did. First of all, everything will be different because years have elapsed. And secondly, we're going to different locations after Herford.
Well, we always try to make it interesting for people to sign up because in Herford we spend 4 nights, okay? The way I look at that is it makes our trip five days less expensive. Because while we're in Herford, we have no hotel, no food, no sightseeing. They take care of that. We do the same thing when they come over here, okay? So in Herford, we're staying in host families, and we've always done that. We're only sleeping in 4 beds only on this whole trip, 2 weeks. The first night is we stay in Frankfurt. That's not just because it's my hometown, but yes, it is. We landed in Frankfurt, got on the bus, went to Herford. That was not a good idea. Everybody was grumpy because they hadn't slept. And that's not putting your best foot forward when you meet your host family that you're going to have to stay for the next 4 nights with. Okay? That's not a good idea. So I decided we're going to stay 1 day where we land. We'll just have sleep in the horizontal, take a good shower, all that good stuff. The next day we go up to Herford. Then we're in a much better mood. We also do a little Rhine cruise on that day. So there's
the first
another
day or the second day?
First day.
This is it. Mekki has a good idea about this. You don't want to meet your host family when you're crabby. However, when you get off the plane, you're going to think it's night. So you want to go to sleep. And if you go to sleep and sleep all day, then you'll be up at midnight and there's nothing to do.
Right. So I race you through the town.
Yeah.
I make you walk.
You make us walk through the city center. You make us get on the Rhine River cruise.
That's the next day. That's actually the second day we're there. Yeah.
So, you know, it all happens at a pace that Mekki, the professional, knows. This is the pace that's best for travel.
Well, we've done this since 1989 every other year, except for twice. One time I had to take my time off the Sister City Commission, and that was an odd year when we were going to go. So travel agencies signed up to give them an option to go. Nobody signed up. And then the other time we had to do it was 21 during COVID.
Yeah.
Germany didn't let us in. So, you know,
everybody was back. It's wonderful. So the first time is Frankfurt, and we will see the cathedral in Frankfurt.
Yes, we'll go to the cathedral and to the old city hall and all that in the city. Maybe we'll go to the market hall and have lunch there, you know, and see all the groceries that are all there in bright air, you know, not behind refrigerated glass doors and all that kind of stuff. But they do things a little different over there.
And then Herford is wonderful because there's also a sister city or a neighbor to Herford, Bunda.
And
it is the cigar capital of the world. So if you're like me, I got my husband as a thank you for letting me go, honey. I'm sorry you couldn't make it. He'll get cigars and he'll be perfectly happy with that.
Right. And they're not Cubans because we can't bring them back.
Yeah, you can buy a Cuban, but you can't bring it back to the United States. So I wouldn't advise it because Mekki will be very mad if you don't make it through customs.
Well, yeah, well, I'll just leave you there. But anyway. I haven't lost anybody yet. So anyway, but then we move on to Bruges. Bruges, Belgium is a beautiful old city, has a wall around it and everything. It's on the coast, has a nice beach there and everything. But we're staying there for 4 nights.
But that doesn't mean we're staying just in Bruges. Yes, we'll do a walk-in tour of this nice, beautiful city with the canals through it and everything. But we'll also visit other cities around there. We'll go to Brussels, for instance. The European Parliament is there, and it's important to go there. We're going to Ghent, which is another old town.
The Treaty of Ghent.
Right, and we probably find a pub somewhere or a beer hall or something because the Belgians make pretty good beer.
Really?
Yeah.
They have those
I've
things.
I've heard
they're rare and
I
very hard
know.
To find.
Oh yeah, I know.
But
it's
you'll
like
find one
door,
for
like every other door is one, right? But who knows? Maybe we'll even have a brewery tour somewhere. You know? Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll just leave that all open, and then we'll move on to Holland. But we're not staying in Amsterdam because Amsterdam is a big city, and like many European big, well, or American big cities, they're not quite so safe anymore. And what I mean with that, it's going to be safe for us to take a tour of Amsterdam during the daylight, but I like to go to hotels where my people that are there can take a walk in the evening after dinner if they want to. And right now, if we were staying in the city of Amsterdam, in the center of the city of Amsterdam, I wouldn't feel safe about letting you go out at night.
Greg and I stayed in Amsterdam, and we loved it, but we did not venture out at night.
Right.
And we did have to walk to get to city center. Our hotel was not in city center. It was close enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it was interesting. We went to the Anne Frank house. We went down in that area.
Right.
And I felt absolutely safe during the day. However,
when it's dark.
At night, I felt safe where our hotel was.
Right.
And we could go and sit outside and enjoy the, it's the riverfront. It's not really the ocean. It's the river.
It's
nice. And again, when you travel with Mekki, when you travel with a professional agent, she's going to know these things. She's going to keep you safe.
So we're staying in Harlem. In the first Harlem ever, not the one in New York.
Not the one that they forgot to put the extra A in.
No, in the one with the two A's.
The one that we were so lazy, we couldn't find an extra A, so we forgot. We just left it out.
A lot of names got changed when they came over here.
A lot of names got changed, yeah.
And some Schmitz and whatever became Miller, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, if they couldn't figure out how to write it, they made another name up. But on the way there, we'll stop at Antwerp, the diamond capital of the world, and Sal Mary. Take some cash. You can buy yourself a diamond.
Okay.
but we will visit Amsterdam during the day, and we'll also go to the red light district there because that's pretty cool. Only at night, I wouldn't really suggest it.
Well, if you're down in the red light district at night, you're down there to go to the red light district.
Yeah,
if you go during the day, they kind of understand that curious tourists want to come and see.
Yeah, but we'll also do a Grachten tour, with the Grachten are the canals there. And you know the canals in all of Holland are actually to take the water out of the land?
Out.
Because the Netherlands is below sea level. But from that area, the next day we'll go windmills, cheese, and anything else. Clogs, you know, wooden clogs and all that good stuff. We'll go to Edam and Volendam. You can have all the cheese you can possibly stuff into yourself. Then the next day we go to Delft where they paint the porcelain, the white porcelain that's with the blue paint. We go to The Hague, which is the international court, and to Madurodam. Do you know what Madurodam is?
I know Edam is for cheese. What is Madurodam?
Madurodam is a small miniature city that they built outside, and you can walk around in there.
And you're like a giant.
Yeah. But you can walk in those little streets there. So it's cool. And then you have a free day at the end to do whatever you think we missed on the tour, and then we'll come back home. And the thing is, what makes these sister city trips so affordable is the fact that we're staying in host families and don't have any expenses while we're there. Maybe a couple of miles on the bus every day, you know, but nothing more than that. And so the price is $45.50 per person based on double occupancy. I mean, I looked around at Globus and Tauk and all those, Trafalgar and all those. They don't have anything like that for 2 weeks. You're lucky if you get $5,000 for 7 nights, you know. But because it includes the flight, it includes the trip from Quincy back to Quincy. We're having a bus that picks us up here and we go, you know. So it's just a nice trip and an easy trip. It's only $600 more if you need a single room for yourself because you're snoring too much or whatever.
Or if you want to stay in Hereford, not with the host family, which I seriously recommend you stay with the host family. But if you really don't feel comfortable,
you can stay in a hotel.
You can always stay in a hotel, even if
you'll still have a host family.
Yeah.
You'll still have a
host family that will pick you up at the hotel. You're not going to leave you in the hotel all day.
No, because we have activities.
And I bet you after you spend a whole day with the host family, you'll call the hotel and say
I'm
checking out.
I'm checking out. Yeah. And but I mean, every once in a while, we've had somebody that wanted to stay in a hotel, and that's fine. That's fine. They have some nice hotels there, and but we'll still have you part of the group because we'll have a reception by either the city or the county, and that's always pretty
that's
nice.
So cool.
And you learn something about how they operate.
You go to the
everything.
City council meeting, basically, or the county board meeting of Hereford. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah, and you're welcome. Like, they love you.
They do. They do love us, and they give us presents and everything, you know.
I know. I still have that little cutting board.
How about
that? I have
that?
All my stuff that I got.
I know.
It's great.
I know. It's great. And then we normally do some other activities, a tourist activity in the area. Now, one time we went to a glass factory, the big harvesting machines that you see in the fields, the green ones, you know, the light green ones, and we played around on those big old machines and stuff. And or we went to an outdoor museum where they carried in all kinds of homesteads from the 1700s and the 1800s and built them up there together so you can walk through that. I mean, it's always very interesting. And I've gone on every one of the tours that we've done since 1989, every other year. And I have not been bored because I've been seeing things 59 times.
It's never the same.
Yeah,
and when
it's
you
never
get,
the same.
When you get to, especially sometimes they'll get together at night, all the host families will come together at like
at
the equivalent of like
party.
A fishing club or the country club, something equivalent to that. It's not quite
or
that.
Or somebody's garage.
Yeah, somebody's garage, and we'll have a big party. And then you can hear what the other people have done. And then you can say like to my host, hey, Andy, I've never driven that fast. Can we go up on the Autobahn?
Yep.
And
because the bus can only go 100 miles.
And Andy said, well, unfortunately, I don't have a Ferrari or a Beamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes, but whatever my whatever my little, he didn't have a Porsche either. Whatever his little car could do, we did. I think we went the equivalent of 130 miles per hour.
I've done that. I went up to Hereford once for a meeting. I stayed with my parents in Frankfurt. It took me 4 hours to get up there, which is normal because it was during the day. And then the meeting was over like at 7 o'clock. And I said, you know what? I'm going back home. I'm sleeping in my bed at home at mom and dad's. And I was home in 2 hours.
Yeah. So if you really drive fast, you can.
And that was just a little Peugeot, and I bet I went 150 a couple of times.
Okay, we're going to run out of time. Mickey, it's always so wonderful. This is only the highlights, folks.
Yep.
TravelHouseOfQuincy.com is where you're going to get more information. However, I do want to encourage you that the final payment is due June 1st. So there really isn't a whole lot of time to decide.
Right. Well, we've got 10 people that have money in. I've heard from lots of people that they're going to go, but I don't count them until I have money
right.
in my hand.
Mackie doesn't plan a trip based on who says they're going
no.
to go. She plans
no.
a trip on who actually has
is going to go.
Going to go. So if you'd like to do this, you can certainly call and tell her that you're thinking about it
right.
and ask her any questions.
Right.
Now, my favorite stupid question, and I'll channel my husband, well, what are we going to eat? I
food.
Said, German food.
Yeah.
Schoenekäse. You should be familiar with that. I go, have you heard of any widespread news reports about people starving to death in Germany? No. There's going to be food.
And I don't want to see you coming out of McDonald's or any of those.
You won't want
you walk.
To.
You walk.
You won't want to.
It's too expensive.
Okay. So we've got to get our down payment down, and the final payment is due June 1st. So get the $500 down payment down. Mm-hmm. Becky will talk to you about insurance.
Right.
She'll talk to you about a whole bunch of stuff. The price is only $45.50 per person, double occupancy, and that includes all your transportation, your airfare, all your transportation in Europe, all your hotels with breakfast and dinner every day.
Right.
And I'll tell you, they feed you so much that if you take a banana for lunch, you're probably going to be fine.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that. And again, but get it in. She's located right behind the Goodwill store off of Broadway there at 3906 Broadway. You can't see it from the highway from Broadway, but if you go up past Goodwill and go down the hill, there's Mackie. 222-0515 or TravelHouseOfQuincy.com. And again, June 1st is the absolute cutoff.
Yeah. Yep. That's when I have to pay the airline tickets.
Yeah.
And that's when I know who's going to go.
Yep. And once that happens, then that happens.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
And then I can't guarantee the price.
Then you might still be able to go.
Yeah.
But
if
not at that price.
Yeah.
If the bus has room, if the hotel has room,
right.
if there's another host family, you can squeeze
then
in. But don't play.
So decide it now.
Yeah.
Please.
Do it now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mackie.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really planning on going. You know, you don't count it till I give you my money.
I know.
But I really want to go.
And see your passport.
You got that right. Oh, God. How many times? Get off my back, woman. Okay. We won't go there. Thank you.
Thank you.